Welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the eclipse Libra moon and the spotlight that it's shedding on our relationships. And obviously we're going to be spending a little bit of time talking about the eclipse season that we are currently in as well. So big welcome to those of you that are new to the podcast, and welcome back to our regular listeners. We do really appreciate you tuning in every week. So this is where I'll be sharing current cosmic and lunar updates. So obviously we've had the equinox last week, so we are saying goodbye to the winter months here in the Northern Hemisphere and really stepping into spring, and we can see evidence of this all around us. And obviously we are looking at or feeling drawn to looking at what we are no longer tolerating, no longer accepting, moving forwards. What are you prepared to move forwards with, and what are you not accepting or no longer accepting in your life? And this is where this kind of balance in the seasons, the shift of seasons, this is where we are led to take action and to get inspirational guidance around. And the moons help us, the moon phases, especially at the full moon, this also helps, and also the eclipse season as well, because it's a very moving, shaking and stirring energy, which means that a lot of things are coming up for us so that we can really see what's no longer in alignment, what's holding us back, what's keeping us small. So it's a really potent time. You know, like I said, we've had that lead up, and now we've come away from the equinox, and we had the lead up to the eclipse, and it's all felt very intense. And now we're in that full eclipse phase, and the energy is very heightened. It can be really challenging for us. And just on that note, actually, yesterday I just popped up a little post asking how everyone was doing in the community, in our Lunar Lightworker community. And I've just actually just pulled up the responses here. Like, some people are saying that they're all over the place, they're not feeling good, struggling. Someone said, never known anything to be so intense. Very anxious, not sleeping well. A few people in the moon circle yesterday, which I did in person locally, were saying that they're really picking up, the collective consciousness, and just from other people around them, they're just like super sensitive, hypersensitive to all of that. And that's really normal as well. A bit of resistance as well. People, I've definitely felt that, just feeling resistant to things that I normally enjoy. And people getting symptoms, like physical symptoms as well, struggling in that way. So lots going on. And I felt I needed to talk about that, because we're all feeling this. You probably hear my voice, I'm quite tired, because I hosted my moon circle last night, which was just, it was just beautiful. The women there just held such a beautiful space. And I absolutely love doing them. They really light me up. But obviously when you're holding energy, with a big group, it does kind of take it out of you energetically. So just bear with me if I sound a bit tired and seem a bit tired today. But yeah, I had a lovely moon circle. So really, let's go back to the moon, because this is what I wanted to talk to you and just kind of hone in on more today. So obviously we had the moon rise. I don't know whether you're aware, but we had the full moon rise this week on Monday, and this shaped and defined the start, the opening of the eclipse season. We're in that active phase right now, and like I said, life is going to feel intense. There will be an ebb and a flow to that. There'll be a rise and a fall, to that, obviously. But, you know, like I said, like, you know, a lot of people are feeling that because, you know, as light workers and empaths, we are sensitive to energy. So it's really important that we have that kind of bigger picture and understand cosmically what's going on and how we're getting impacted. And more importantly, how we can harness this phase for ourselves. So we, you know, we've had this moon rise in Libra. We're coming to the end of that, really. And in our moon circles, we like to do what we call lunar questing. So we kind of, I channel through questions all to do with the current energies. And there was a lot of Libra influence. And probably, as you know, Libra is very peace loving, loves balance, loves harmony. And, you know, it's often to do with our relationships as well. That's quite an important theme for Librans, not only with our loved ones and friends, colleagues, but also with the relationship with ourselves. And we were really looking last night where we were avoiding confrontation. So that might be something that's coming up for you this week. Is, you know, where are you avoiding conversations? Where are you not really expressing your truth? Where are you experiencing imbalance? And I do feel that self-care as an act of self-love, and which is part of the Libra aspect as well, is really, really relevant at this time, especially in eclipse season. Because, you know, although cosmically we are ultimately being guided and supported in our growth, and obviously things are coming up for us to pay attention to and look at what's keeping us back and holding us small, when we are impacted by a lot of energy, it can be exhausting. You know, this big shift, because it creates transformational shifts, it creates rapid shifting if we are ready to go for it. You know, it's like I said, we can be burnt out quite quickly. So it's really important that when we feel that high anxiety, when we're feeling pushed to do things, to take action, which we will be, you know, everything is kind of pushing us into that, because we're coming into spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, where the sun has stepped into Aries. So that's all about action taking, you know, but it can be too much sometimes. And I'm hoping that you've really rested and looked after yourself in those winter months. But now we're coming into that more divine masculine energy. It's tiring for us. So just breathe, take a step back when you need to. You know, I felt a lot of the way I've been experiencing this eclipse season is just feeling a pressure within myself and just feeling a bit of stress on the central nervous system without really knowing the triggers. So, you know, I've just done the wise thing and just slowed everything down, gone into nature, and it just always calms me down, because it's like this kind of inevitable presence. It's this constant presence that's there, and I just connect with whatever I see around me, and it definitely stills and calms me down. So, you know, just finding those things that really, really help you, and start with that. You know, start with that, and then you'll know instinctively, intuitively, what kind of action you need to take at what time. Okay, so really just a little bit about what's going on, what's been happening with this moon. So, you know, if you are feeling the remnants of that, and anything's coming up around your relationships, you know, that, like I said, maybe you're not speaking your truth, maybe you're not being bounded enough, maybe you're avoiding certain kind of necessary conversations for fear of confrontation, you know, just be really, really aware of that. If you're still unsure, maybe journal around that to get some insight and clarity. You'll be really, really supported with that. So yeah, I just felt there was a lot there to kind of take on board, but there's a lot of energy. This is how it's feeling at the moment. It's quite tiring. A lot going on, but you know, we will move through it. We'll navigate through it, especially if we're self-caring as much as possible. Now, the eclipse season is going on well into April, and you know, it brings this opportunistic energy for change and transformation, especially if you're going with it, especially if you're prepared to just let go a little bit more of the things that are holding you back. So don't lose sight of that, okay? Another thing that was highlighted last night, was something that I was kind of tuning into a little bit, was the fact that the eclipse season can bring quite an unpredictableness with it. So that, you know, things will crop up when you're least expecting them at these times. And that's true of heightened energy. So, you know, and just things, not necessarily within your own reality, but globally or nationally, you know, in the media, you'll see things. And I just wanted to mention, you know, the royal family with King Charles and Kate Windsor, who obviously have not been well and have just... you know, just recently talked about what's going on for them. And I was saying last night in the circle that with in particular, Kate Windsor, Princess of Wales, that it really rocked my world. You know, I was quite surprised by how I felt about it. And I was like, why is this brought so much fear up for me? And I was really kind of tuning in and I realized then that it was not so much the news, but the collective feel around it. Because obviously, I mean, I'm not one for really going into the media and looking at news stories. And I kind of avoid all of that generally, but it's absolutely everywhere. And I feel it has rocked people's worlds a little bit. And, you know, I felt that I was very much picking up on the collective consciousness around that. And I also felt that the royal family really do represent stability and certainty and tradition, and, you know, just to see them as vulnerable people who, like us, you know, obviously get ill, obviously have struggles. It just kind of rocks our faith a little bit, doesn't it? And then I was thinking how important it is to have a constant anchor, you know, something that you know will always be there, that you can kind of tune into and use to give you that inner strength. And that is exactly what connecting to nature does for me. You know, I go out and I see the moon, you know, sometimes we see the moon during the day, the sun, we can see the change, the shifts in the seasons, and they are always there, they're always present, and they have such a stilling, soothing, balming effect on us. And just by their ever kind of constant presence, that just kind of gives me strength and stability and centering. So, you know, if you can find something like that, or, you know, if you can have that connection with nature, I know that that's really going to help you, especially in times of heightened energy, like the eclipse seasons, where lots of things are just suddenly coming up, like a bit of a slap in the face sometimes for us. But remember, it's all for our good. You know, just never lose sight of that. There's always some learning in whatever comes up for you, however difficult it is. So don't lose that faith. All right, my love. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today. Let me know how you're doing. I know, you know, like in the community and from last night's moon circle and from my own experiences, it can feel quite challenging, but, you know, we're going to be moving through this, and we're going to be good. We're going to really benefit from these transformational energies. So have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful Easter. Don't forget that's a very sacred time as well, and can bring its own set of challenges and heightened energy. So just remember, your light workers here to hold that beautiful space for yourself and others. And yeah, just have a beautiful week. And I'll be here next week with next week's episode. See you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.